It's a Thursday, and on Thursdays we like to find out what's doing around Singleton Council. Today we're joined by General Manager Jason Linnane, who is going to start off by gloating a little bit because of his Newcastle Knights and what they did to my Canberra Raiders last week. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm really good, Bear. Really good. I wasn't going to raise it. I thought after 4 or 5 days after that crushing defeat that you might have been road to recovery, but yeah, it was actually a real shame to see Cameron had a bit of a purple patch there leading into that game, and for the Knights, such a different side with people like Bradman Best back and Caelan Ponga already playing the top of footy again. We're looking forward to getting Mitch Pearce back this weekend.
That was gentler than I was expected. Thank you, mate. I appreciate that. the Raiders are rubbish. There's no two ways to colour that. And good luck to the Knights as they forge their way through to the finals this year.
Let's hope so.
All right. Now, talk to me about COVID and how it's affecting services. We've spoken about this before. You want to touch on it again?
Yeah, it continues to be something that we just need to be mindful of. As I've said in the past, Our services are continuing, albeit in a different way. Our mode of service delivery has to change because we're like the rest of the state. We have people on those directions to work at home wherever practical. We do have that happening, but we are seeing things continue. But we just say to people, if you need to transact with us, please, first port of call, give us a phone call, send us an email, jump on the web, use those non-physical sort of means to engage with us. I'm really happy to say that we're getting really good feedback from our customers about the level of service and their ability to continue delivering what our community needs of us during these very tough times. So, I suppose the message is, yeah, it is a little bit different. Bear with us, and we'll come through this on the other side sooner rather than later.
Now, mate, a lot of organisations talk the talk about customer service, but you guys are really planning on walking the walk there in Singleton.
Yeah, absolutely. We're putting ourselves out there, 100%. I always say to our staff, we exist purely to deliver service to our customers. And we want to make sure that the way we do that provides a terrific experience. So we've got a little catch cry. We want to make the customer the hero of the story. We put together late last year a really good framework and really good strategy about how we're going to put all those systems in place, put all those processes in place, and help create that culture where we are putting the customer at the forefront of all our thinkings when we're having interactions. But now we're at that point where we want to get more feedback. We want to hear from our customers at the point of interaction. So when someone's logging a CRM or requesting for a pothole to be fixed, or whether they've been to the gym and swim or borrowed a book from the library or had their child at childcare, or they're lodging a development application, we're going to be reaching out to get that feedback. We're doing it because our absolute intention is to make sure we continuously improve how we deliver services. We want to know what's working. We also want to know what's not working, where we can do better so we can build that into our thinking and continually work hard on delivering a terrific customer experience for people in Singleton.
Yeah, good work. Now, you'd mentioned DA applications just a moment ago. You guys are getting more and more of those at the moment.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. We've seen a 55% increase.
Wow.
In the 2000s. Yeah, and that's from 1920 to 2021. And that equates to over 150 DAs, which is huge. There's a really positive to that. That means there's a lot of economic activity happening in our LGA.
That definitely.
A lot of people spending money in our town. And I do know this is not just England. This is happening right across the state. Talking to my colleagues, they're all seeing it as well. That's a really good thing, a really good sign. But at the same time, it puts pressure on our staff to be able to continue to achieve our desired processing times. We have seen a decrease in our processing times, which is a good thing, but it's really under pressure, and we're doing a lot of work behind the scenes to improve our processes. We've put new customer service, specialised customer service staff into our planning team. We're in the process right now of engaging new planners, additional planners, recognising that this is probably something that's going to continue for a while, so let's resource ourselves up so we can not only just be better than the average processing times across the state, but be the best.
One thing everybody wants when it comes to a development application is a quick response. So if you can help out in some respect, I'm sure everybody would be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get that. We say that we're not processing DAs. We're helping people create their dreams.
Hey.
And part of that's making it easier, making it quick. So we're well aware of that. And we are very, very well organised now. Over the next few months, I'm very confident we'll see significant improvement in our processing times. And as I said, We want to be the best when it comes to how we best of breed when it comes to the approvals process, processing.
Great work, and great to catch up as always. Jason Linnane, Singleton Council General Manager. Thank you very much, mate, and go the Knights.
Thanks, Ben. Good to see you join the crusade.
See ya.
See you, mate. All the best.